kids. It's us at Ecole Good Shepherd School. I'm Jacelyn Hempel, one of the vice principals at our school. I know it's weird. You usually hear the kids talking, but today it's going to be the teachers talking. And we need you to know how much we miss you and love you. We are talking to the students from Ecole Good Shepherd School, but we are also talking to all of the kids in the world. If your classes have been canceled and you're at home for a while, we know it's a really weird time and it feels a little scary, but just know it's a time of uncertainty and it will pass and soon we will all be together again. Only it's going to be even better because we know what it's like without seeing each other every day, so we're going to appreciate things a whole lot more. We'll know how lucky it is to be around our friends and family and each other and how necessary it is to learn and have routine and fun in our lives. But for right now, just remember, you can still have the routine. Learning is important still. And love, showing the love with your family in your own home, that's really important and really cool that you have that time together. So have hope, keep the faith, pray lots, and enjoy this time with your family. The sun will still shine and the world will get through this. Spring is also coming, so make sure you go for exercise each day. Go for a walk, go for a jog, play some mini stick hockey. Eat lots of healthy food, learn a few things like cooking, the importance of doing chores properly, building things, read, of course, write, do crafts, and learn about how to read receipts and learn about finances, which we have on our podcast if you're not sure how to do that. You can also build a fort, you could play Nerf Wars, board games, and do puzzles. There's so many things to learn about in this time when you're at home. These are all things that are important to learn too. So teachers would love for you to try and learn about all of it. And make sure you have fun doing it. Please remember we love you and we will all be together again soon. In the meantime, we thought we would send you a message to let you know just how much your teachers and all the people that work at the school miss you. I am sure we speak for all the teachers in the world when we say that it is just not the same here without you. Listen closely for your teachers' personal messages and take care of each other out there. And God bless.
Hi, kids. It's Mrs. Lasansi just saying hello, and I miss you greatly. I know you guys are doing good. Stay healthy, get some exercise, and remember, read, read, read. Storyline Online is waiting for you. Love you guys. See you soon.
Nous interrompons ce podcast avec un message spécial. Ici, Mademoiselle DJ.
Ici, Mademoiselle Fitz. Mademoiselle Dion would like to be here, but she's busy slamming locker doors to remind us of the hustle and bustle of the Grade 6 hallway.
Grade 6 French Immersion, we just wanted to take the time to tell you how much we miss you. We miss your smiles and your sarcasm and your wit and your jokes. And we really look forward to seeing you again really soon. Make sure you're taking care of each other.
And take care of yourselves. Many blessings to you and your family. Soyez bon et soyez sage.
Merci et bonsoir.
Hello, boys and girls. It's Mrs. Clisdell at the front office, in case you forgot who I was already. I miss you guys, and I really miss giving you guys an ice pack or a Band-Aid or just our little chats at the front, and really miss you bus kids who I always have to yell at getting to the bus right away. Anyway, we miss you guys, and I hope to see you guys soon. Bye.
Hi, this is Mrs. Scalia. Grade ones, I miss you so much, and I have a special someone. And that's Mrs. Lloyd.
Hi, everybody. This is Mrs. Lloyd. I hope you all are having a wonderful, wonderful day. Mrs. Scalia and I are having a great time today. Just thinking about all you guys and missing you so much. But I have a really cool joke for Mrs. Scalia. Here it is. See if you can get it. What is the difference between broccoli and snot?
Ew, snot. I don't know, Mrs. Lloyd. What is it?
Kids don't eat broccoli. See you soon.
Hi, everyone. This is Mrs. Aiello. I know the minutes seem long right now, but the days will go by fast before we're all together again. I just wanted to remind you that positive emotions do make you healthier. So look for those small positive moments each day, such as the marshmallows in your hot chocolate or even the bubbles in your bath. We now have the time to work on and build stronger relationships with your family members. So do what you can. Try to be kind to your brothers and sisters and find new activities to do with your parents. You could even ask them, "Teach me to play charades." Try to connect daily online or by phone with those family and, of course, your friends who are all farther away. We all need each other. Also, talk about the helpers in our community and what they're doing to support you and each other. If you are having a hard time with your feelings, please, please, please let someone in your house know right away. If you still need someone to talk to, the Kids Help phone can be reached 24 hours a day. The phone number there is 1-800-668-6868, or you can even text 686868. Take care, everyone. We miss you.
Hello, boys and girls of Equoka Shepherd School. It's Mrs. Harding here. Just reaching out to say hello to all of you and see how you're doing. We miss you terribly within the walls of this building. It's just not the same. It's so quiet. And quiet is not what we do. So just want to check in, see how everyone's doing. I'm looking forward to connecting with you guys real soon. I need to see your faces and hear your voices and know what you guys have been up to. I can tell you one thing. I have been drinking lots of coffee, sitting at my desk, and haven't even had a chance to pick up a book yet. So I'm looking forward to maybe picking up a book with you guys and reading to you guys again, because that's what I love to do with you guys, is reading and learning and talking and hearing about your days. So I hope that you're keeping well. I want you to know I'm praying for each and every one of you and that we can be together again soon. Take care.
Hey, Good Shepherd, it's Mr. Lorenz. I cannot tell you how much I miss you, kids. I miss you so much. The problem is, since you're not here, now I have problems with the teachers doing weird things. For instance, Mr. Gomez and Mr. Ford arguing in the library, had to send them out. Madame Brisebois and Monsieur Wyant and Madame Samaras chewing gum. I had to ask them to spit it out. Had to kick Mrs. Perino and Mrs. Lewis out of the girls' bathroom today. Miss McIsaac was sitting on the counter telling them how to do their hair. Just fooling around. Later this morning, Mademoiselle Coles had to ask her to settle down. She's busy bossing all the grade 5 teachers around because she misses her drama students so much. Poor Miss Beaton. She's been singing all morning. And someone, I say someone, plugged the boys' bathroom toilet. I actually think it's Mr. Carey or Mr. Lavery. I'm not sure which, but one of them, they're definitely the culprit. Finally, I don't know how to do it. Mrs. Rasmussen and Madame Zoar keep having foot races up and down the hallways. I don't know how to get them to stop. Point is, I miss you guys so much. The kids, you guys are so much better behaved than these teachers. Someone needs to come help me soon. Have a great day, everyone. Miss you so much. Take care of yourself.
You know what? I actually think Mr. Lorenz is the troublemaker. Next, we have Mr. Gomez. Now, he's actually at home right now, but he did take the time to send a heartfelt message to all of you. And this is what it reads. Hello, Equoka Shepherd students. Wow, do I miss seeing all of you and seeing you at school the way we normally do. Each and every one of you are very special to all of us. You are the reason we teach. I pray each day for you and your families and that this time passes so we can all be together at school again soon and enjoy our lives as we would normally. It is such an upside down time for everyone, and I hope everyone and their families are safe at home. Take care, all of you, and I send you our school song to help you remember that the good Lord lives in you, especially in these times of trial. Now, the song he's talking about is the Good Shepherd song. Unfortunately, I struggle a little bit with music carrying a note, but remember, the Good Shepherd lives in me. He gives me strength to carry on. Blessings to all of you. From Mr. Gomez. Next, we have Mr. Lavery with a final message before we end with our end of the day blessing.
All right, Mr. Lavery here. Most of you know me, especially the little guys, as the voice on morning announcements. So before I begin, I have to announce the birthdays we've missed this week. And because we're on social media, I can only announce the first names, but celebrating birthdays this week were Reese, Jonah, Trey, Caden, Kiefer, Clayton, Scarlett, Ethan, Callie, Macy, Emma, Keaton, and Madeline. You guys all celebrated birthdays this week, and we are sorry that you were not here for us to do it officially. Know that we all miss you. We hope to be able to see you again this school year. Stay safe, read lots, and have lots of fun with your family.
Well, That was our first group of teachers to send messages to their kids. Now remember, we realized that this was Good Shepherd teachers sending out messages to their students. However, kids out there in the world who are listening, this is exactly how your teachers feel too. So take comfort in knowing that your teachers are really missing you. We will be sending out messages from a different group of teachers in the upcoming episodes, so stay tuned for other teachers' messages if your teacher was not on today's episode. Now, Good Shepherd, we know how important prayer is, so we would like to end our episode as we end each school day with our Good Shepherd prayer. We will do it in French and in English. Take care of each other, and God bless.
Au nom du Père, du Fils et du Saint-Esprit, amen. Que le Seigneur te bénisse et qu'il te protège.
Que le Seigneur fasse briller son visage sur toi et qu'il t'accorde sa grâce.
Que le Seigneur veille sur toi et t'accorde la paix.
Au nom du Père et du Fils et du Saint-Esprit. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and grant you peace. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.